Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you get all your sex information. It's your daily sex newspaper, basically.
It is.
It
online.
Is. Online. Online paper. Online information. And we talk about sex every day. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Thanks, everyone, for becoming Friends with Benefits members. We love you and appreciate you and adore you and think it's awesome that you're supporting the show. And remember, when you're a Friends with Benefits member, you get your emails answered right away. There's other special perks, and you get the shows every day, on demand, with video, with audio, all that stuff. So it's super fun. And, today's Tuesday. What's up?
I'm, like, high right now. What is – did you just paint your nails or something? It smells like nail polish.
No. No.
Why
nail
does it
paint?
Smell like nail polish? I thought you, like, put some nail polish
no,
on.
No, do I have nail? I need to get my nails done tonight, but okay. I'm going to. But no, I didn't do that.
Oh, really? What kind of things are you going to do to your nails?
I'm just going to get, like, a color.
You're going to get
never
some white tips?
No.
No.
No, that's not me. I'm not going to get fake nails with white tips at all. But no, that's – but I am going to do that tonight. I've just got lots of running around and errands. Super fun stuff going on.
Yeah.
I'm moving offices to a bigger office with sunlight, so upstairs, so it'll be great.
Really?
Yep, I'm excited about that because my interns, we need a little sunshine. It kind of can get depressed. My office is very cute, but yeah, we're moving upstairs.
It's very quaint.
We're moving on up. It's very quaint. Let's put it that way. It's cozy. It's cozy, cozy, cozy. Yeah. So, yeah. And if you ever want to get in touch with us and leave us a message, you can do it at 415-992-7392. How are you doing today, Menace?
I'm good. I'm very stressed. A lot of stuff going on with work, like constantly.
Right? It's endless.
Yeah.
This is why we're on the planet, to be harassed by our work.
I know. I mean, on top of being on the radio, we're throwing like 3 separate concerts, dealing with about 20 different
bands.
Artists and
oh,
bands
God.
And stuff like that. Personalities, egos, out of control.
And are you
like that.
In charge? Getting everyone together?
Well, just like getting the information out. And it's just like you have to get it out perfectly before you give it to the public. And if, you know, there's one little thing wrong, the public goes crazy. So, I mean, I'm losing my mind.
Right.
And then, you know, all I want to do is go to Vegas.
I know. Yeah. And aren't you going soon? Or you were
going
to
going to Vegas for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. That's like the typical Vegas place.
Yeah, it is.
A typical Thanksgiving place is going to Vegas. That's hilarious, with some chick that you may or may not have sex with.
Yeah, true.
I'm sure you will.
Maybe. Whatever.
Maybe. Whatever.
I'm just going
Doesn't
there
matter.
For fun.
Are you driving or flying?
Flying.
Flying. Good.
Virgin America, baby. My
I
favorite.
Love Virgin America.
They're not my sponsor. I just love them to
I love
death.
Them too. I want to take them everywhere I go. I really, really do. So today's show, we're going to be – what?
Not to do any plugs because they're not our sponsor.
Yet.
But check this out.
Who?
My friend is part of this new company. It is so badass.
Okay.
It's called – you go to cherry.com, right?
Charity?
Cherry.
Cherry. Like pop cherry, your like cherry?
Yeah, pop your cherry. Right? And they're cherry on Twitter or whatever. It's a new car service. They just come to wherever your car is and wash your car.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's perfect.
You don't have to go anywhere.
I love that.
Yeah. How sick is that?
That's so sick.
I'll
because in San Francisco, getting your car washed is like takes a half hour. It's expensive.
It's a nightmare.
It is. I just did it yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I have a dog that has totally devoured my whole car.
You told me. I could have got you a
I
car
didn't
wash.
Know. I would love to know. I just did it yesterday, but we'll have to do that another time. You have
like,
to do it. Cherry.
It'd be like me doing a manly thing, but I actually don't have to do it.
No,
that's
you could just
cool.
you could just order you could just order it up for me.
Yeah.
Today's show is one of your favorite topics, I think, Menace. We're talking about rough sex. Hair pulling,
yes.
spanking, biting, like what? A little bit of rough sex.
Bats, chains.
Yeah, exactly. Bats, chains.
Hacksaws.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, whatever turns you on. We're going to be talking about some of the lighter rough sex moves. We'll also be reading your emails, and we've also got some sex in the news.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything else going on in your life other than hectic things? Anything
hectic things? Anything
cool?
exciting? I mean, I know that I have a blind date on Sunday night. I know nothing about him.
Okay.
And I don't know where we're going yet. I don't know what's happening, but my friends are setting it up for me, like a truly blind date. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward
I'm
to
sure
that because I haven't
gone
on dates in so long.
Now, who's setting you up? Your friends?
Yeah.
So your friends?
One friend knows this guy, and another friend concurred that I would like him. So now there's like all this buildup around the guy.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm excited. I love dating. I think dating is fun. Like, bring me a new guy. Like, I don't even care if we get along, whatever happens.
So you don't know what you're doing or where you're going or anything?
Probably dinner, I'm assuming. You know me. Somewhere that takes reservations.
Yeah. What about if he takes you somewhere that doesn't take reservations? Like, oh, I know this cool little...
like Long John Silver or something?
Yeah, no, I know this like little cool, you know, diner or something.
That's fine.
Whatever.
I'm not judging.
No,
it is.
Not.
Yes, it is fine.
No,
it
not.
Is fine. Don't say it's not fine. I totally don't
it's
care about that
fine
stuff.
With you.
So then I've got that, and I've got... What else do I have going on? Nothing, really. Just work. Exciting.
Yeah.
How about you?
Other than all the crazy stuff in my life, I have just been enjoying... I know this is so nerdy. Just enjoying technology.
Oh.
Like lately.
Like
there's
so?
A lot of cool things coming out.
Like what?
I'm obsessed with this new thing. It's called 360 video, where you can actually capture. Like I'll put a camera in the middle of you and me.
Right.
And I'll capture video, and I hit play, and I while the video is playing, the video could be on you, but then I can just move the cursor and the video itself, the video file will move around and face me.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's insane.
Wow. You don't have to turn the actual camera. You just turn the little device.
You turn the actual video file.
Oh.
Like, let's say you're watching YouTube, right? And you're like, oh, I want to turn around and see what the cameraman looks like. You can take your cursor and move it. I know it's a weird concept.
That's so cool.
I know it's
I totally
hard
even
to grasp
get it.
For
right.
some people because it's only been out for like a couple weeks. I'm like obsessed with it.
See, that's what I love about you is that what you do for a living is social media and all this stuff. But you really do love it and you're passionate about it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just like me with sex, except for I haven't been having that much lately. But I'm passionate about it.
What about this blind date?
I don't know. I could bone him on the first date. But I actually had a call from a friend last night who was really distressed. She lives in Chicago, and she was like, you know, I slept with this guy on the first date, and she felt really bad about it. Like, it was a bad thing. And I just told her it's not that big of a deal. I don't think that you should necessarily. She goes, I knew he wasn't going anywhere. I knew it wasn't going to be anything, but I still slept with him, and I felt bad. And I was like, you know what? What?
No, no. Is she originally from Chicago? Or
No. She was actually just visiting there. She lives in New York, but she was like, she's like living there for work for 6 weeks, and she met a guy, and she's like, I know it's not going anywhere. I don't live in Chicago, but I slept with him anyway. And she was beating herself up. And I was like, a lot of people sleep together on the first date, but if you know it wasn't going anywhere, that's fine. But if it was a guy that you really liked, I just think it behooves people to wait.
Yeah, it's weird because the reason I asked if she was originally from Chicago, because the Chicago women I know, you have to take them out a couple times.
Yeah. And you love the women in Chicago.
They love to be courted.
Right. They do. They're good. Like, it's like me. Well, if I was still lived in Michigan, I'd probably be like
that. Before you got all whacked out before in
San
Francisco.
I'm so wacky. I can't wait. You know what? I'm excited too. Well, you're going to meet my brother. He's coming to town. I don't think you've ever met him before.
No, I haven't.
No.
I can't wait to talk with him.
I know. He's awesome. You're going to love him.
It's going to be amazing.
I know. We should have him on the show, actually. It is going to be
Where
amazing.
Where is he? Is he here now?
No, he's coming tomorrow.
Yes. This is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for that. And he's great. He's coming without his family just to see his sister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. Okay, we could get into some sex in the news.
All right, what do you got?
Do you have any sex in the news to add? Have anything about Zoe?
Sex in the news? No, but I did actually – I just recorded a radio commercial that's playing right now that all my friends are making fun of me about.
Okay.
Because it's weird that it seems like we're plugging a bunch of things right now, but we're not.
As long as we tell you we're not plugging, we're not.
I'm not. Yeah, so I am sponsored by this new thing called Roku. It's a video streaming device that you hook up to your TV and you can just watch stuff on demand, like your Hulu Plus and stuff like that, right? So Zooey Deschanel has a new television show called The New Girl, right? And then so I start off the commercial and I say, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Zooey Deschanel has newly become single, and she also has a new television show called The New Girl. So when I want to keep up on my lady, I just pop
That's
on
funny.
My Roku.
You did
and
that
it's
at
like,
a commercial?
Yeah, it's this whole commercial about how I love Zooey Deschanel.
You got to send it to her.
Yeah. Oh, she doesn't care. Dude, you know how many guys are trying to probably get at Zooey Deschanel right now?
No.
And it's probably not the good time anyways because she just got a
You never
a divorce.
Know. Yeah.
I don't know if she's the type of girl that's on to the next one. You know what that means?
On to the next. Yeah,
no,
I get it.
On to the next one means after you immediately break up.
Yeah, you go to the next person.
You go to
I get what
person.
It means. I used to be that girl. I used to break up with one guy, and that night I'd be dating a guy for 2 years, and that night I would break up with him, go out with my friends, and meet the new guy and date him for 2 years. Like I
hate your type.
That's not my type anymore. Mm-hmm. That used to be my type. I couldn't stop. I would like be date guys and. And then I would try to delay the commitment, and they kept wanting to commit, and then I did, and then I was regretted it. And I'm like, I just need to be alone, and then I did that. And then I was alone for a long time, like now, without men.
Can I break down a profile of a certain girl for you?
Oh, God.
This is one of the girls that I absolutely hate, okay? So they'll be like you. They'll be dating a guy for like a couple years, immediately break up with them. First thing they do is go on their social networks, Facebook, whatever.
Right.
Immediately announce it to the world, okay? I'm so single, blah, blah. I'm about to go party it up. And they do that. And then all the girlfriends that they haven't been talking to in a couple years because they've been off with their man.
Right. They call.
They call them up like, girl, we need to go out, blah, blah, blah.
I have those friends.
Right? So then they go out. They're all dressed super slutty. And then by the end of the night, they're so drunk, and the girl just starts crying. And she's the girl that's, like, outside the club with her heels off and her purse is on the ground. And she's trying to go through her purse and find her keys. And she's just crying her eyes out because she misses her man. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
We've all been those kind of girls at some point. But you hang out at too many nightclubs. Like,
you're, like, the worst girl on the
planet. No, I've never actually cried over a guy at the end of the night drunk. But I've seen those girls. But I feel like you're typical. The women that you often describe, whether it's the women that you sleep with or the women that you know, are very different than the women I'm friends with. Because I know those girls at the bars, like late night with their shoes off and losing their keys. But I've never been that girl. But you hang out in weird crowds.
I know I don't. I hang out in the general public.
I don't know. You go to nightclubs.
I don't. work related. Yeah. I don't like. I'm not out at nightclubs cruising for chicks.
I know. I'm just saying you're noticing the chicks, but I get that type. I get that type that's like crying about her guy because she got too drunk and can't find her keys or her wallet.
Yeah, and you know what? I was actually thinking about you yesterday
in bed.
In bed, yeah. As I was masturbating.
Okay.
No, I was thinking about you, and you know how you got this television set and you got cable and all that stuff, and then you say you never watch TV. I just can't figure out what you do. I mean, you say, okay, like, all right, you do work all day in the office and you do the show, right? Then after, what happens in between that time and bedtime?
Like, I go home and I work more. I do sex tips every week on Sirius Satellite. I have to record those. There's like endless, there's like...
And there's no food in your house, so you must leave.
I do. I go to Whole Foods, which is right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back home, and then I usually am online, like, doing stuff that I didn't get to during the day. And then I just don't think to watch TV because it's not in my consciousness of who I am. I've never watched TV. But I did watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, I love them.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought that they were interesting, but they all have bodyguards and we're going to kill each other. So I thought that was kind of weird.
How's it weird?
I don't know. I didn't know.
It's amazing.
I've never seen it. So yeah. So I've been watching some stuff, but that was just, I've watched two shows. I think I've already mentioned that I watch that. So no, you're right. I don't know what I do. I work, I clean, I organize. When I'm feeling stressed, I organize my apartment. Like I organize, make sure because I have such small, like it's a big apartment, but there's not a lot of space. It's kind of weirdly spaced. So I'm always obsessively trying to figure out ways to... But I'm not watching TV. I'm like, I don't know what I do. I will watch more TV, though.
I'm not saying
you have to watch. You're just curious what I do with my life.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
There's a lot going on right now. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Building a brand, you know. Okay. Sex in the news. Stiffy's drink removed for linking alcohol with sexual success. A drink called Stiffy's will be taken off the shelves after a complaint was upheld that it linked alcohol with sexual success. Apparently, the name alludes to sexual success. The 20% proof Stiffy's Jaffa Cake and Kula Kaboos drinks will be removed from the shelves after the decision. The panel found that while the company might have deliberately set out to link the product's success to sexuality, the brand name alluded to sexual success and accordingly found the product in breach of the responsibility code. And Stiffy Shots maintained that the name had been chosen because Stiffy was the nickname of the person involved with the development of the drink. And now they changed their name to Stiffy's.
That's dumb.
What do you think? Do you think Stiffy's was really the why? Gives you a Stiffy?
No, but I mean... I don't see why they didn't take the angle of, oh, that's a stiff drink, because that's a common use term, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they're definitely doing that as a joke,
right.
Stiffies.
Yeah.
But they're I should have been their lawyer. And
I know. Totally. So anyway, you can't have a Stiffy's drink. You can have a Stiffy. Okay, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are having the most boring love affair ever.
Really?
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are having a bland love affair. This weekend, they stayed home and walked their dogs. The weekend before, they stayed home and walked their dogs. Before that, they stayed home and walked their dogs. And before that, they sat next to each other on a train. Considering that Leo took Blake on whirlwind tours of Italy and to Monte Carlo yacht parties, Ryan should maybe step it up. Unless, of course, they're having kinky hermit sex in that apartment, in which case a dishy quote or two from the maid will do. So what? They're walking their dogs.
Let them do what they want.
That sounds cute. That means they're bonding. They're not like – they don't need like all this external stimulation, all the flash and dash of an early relationship. So they're walking their dogs. That's cute. They're domesticating.
Yeah, they don't need to go to – they don't need a jet set to places.
No, or go somewhere with reservations.
These people need to shut the hell up, whoever reported
that. I don't know who reported this stuff. Okay. Women claiming to have Justin Bieber's baby already tried the same stunt on her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Yeater, the young woman who claims her son is the product of her statutory rape of a virgin, Justin Bieber, apparently already accused her ex-boyfriend of fathering the kid. Have you heard the story yet?
Yeah.
She came back here from California telling me she was pregnant with my child, and I said, this is impossible. You've been in California for 2 months and back here for only a week, he tells the New York Post. He also says that Yeater threw a brick through the windows of his Honda and slapped him, so she may have some anger management issues.
Yeah.
None of this obviously means her 30-second backstage bathroom dalliance with Bieber didn't happen, but it doesn't really shore up her case. So she's just blaming all the guys she slept with in that window of time, saying that
Well, chicks are crazy anyway, so there's going to be some kind of crazy thing in
their
past.
See, these are the kind of chicks that you're friends with. I bet you know this girl.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, they – if you look into anybody's past relationship history, you're going to find something crazy. They're gonna try to say like discredit this chick.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Right.
You
of
know?
Course.
And how is it not possible if she was gone for 2 months to not be 2 months pregnant?
I don't know. I don't get
you
it.
You seen?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is true. I pretty much think it's 98% not true. But all this stuff is still
there might be some like kernels of truth, right?
Yeah.
You don't never know. I always say, I had a friend who said that everything that you read is gossip. There's always a kernel of truth in it, he believes. There's always something in there that's true. It's never like all the celebrities are always like, that's totally false. That's untrue. Mm-hmm. None of that happened. But my friend maintains that even if it's in like the Inquirer, there's a kernel, little tiny minutia of truth.
There's a tidbit.
Tidbit. What do you think?
Disagree.
Okay. Is Kim Kardashian already regretting her divorce? She is apparently conflicted about her divorce from Chris Humphries and flew to Minneapolis to see him and talk face to face. TMZ cautions that it's definitely not accurate to call this a reconciliation, but that the door is definitely not shut.
Yeah, I heard this.
So they got in a fight and she like files for divorce. Like, mm-hmm. Why not get in a fight and then have the talk and then file for a divorce if you can't reconcile? But why did she? Do you think she just did that to prove a point? She's like, I'm going to play the divorce card. Like, who does that after two months married?
I know. Maybe they weren't in their right mind. They had a huge fight. And then, yeah, she freaked out. And will they reconcile? I don't know. They're going to look pretty stupid if they do. But then they already look pretty stupid if they got divorced after
right.
2 months. So
yeah, that's true.
Just
I mean,
let
I
them
guess
do their thing.
I would hope they could get back together. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, if you went through all that.
$10 million wedding.
$10 million wedding. You're on television, like, showing your love. And then they actually, there's a whole another season that hasn't even aired yet where they're together in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. In these 72 days they were married?
Yeah. It's Courtney and Kim take New York.
Okay.
And it's.
Or Courtney and Chris. Or Chris and Kim.
Huh? Yeah. Chris. Sorry.
It's confusing with all the K's.
Yeah. So they have an entire season that hasn't even aired yet. So what if they're still divorced right now? They're going to show this whole season of them.
I know.
Together. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. But I do think this sends a good message to America about
what?
Weddings
How
and marriage.
How easy it is to get divorced.
How easy it is to get, you know that like you should have this lavish wedding and then like get divorced. Like I think the message that is good, I think it glamorizes marriage as being this like thing like, oh, I want this fairy tale wedding like Kim Kardashian. Well, this should tell everyone a story that you know, you shouldn't rush into things. They were only together for a few months. You shouldn't, you know, just kind of steamroll over the whole relationship and just plan a wedding. Like, they probably could have been working on some of these issues, like, instead of planning the wedding for the same amount of time they knew each other. Just don't rush into weddings, people. Wait till you're 30 to get married at least and know the person for at least a year or two.
I would love to have a huge wedding if I could afford it.
Yeah.
A big, lavish.
Or you just
got to
marry a chick whose parents can afford it.
Yeah, true.
Isn't that the way the woman pays for it? But I think
yeah,
that's changing
I don't know.
Too.
It's so changing these days. It's always on the man now. It sucks.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean.
It depends who you marry, but usually the parents, I don't know. I
want to find,
different.
You know me, I want to find something that's traditional, so hopefully.
Traditional how?
Please,
it makes no sense to me.
Please pick up the tab.
You want her traditionally, what do you mean?
Traditionally, you know, they do pick up
oh,
the tab.
Oh, you want the traditional one, right. I thought you meant you want like a traditional down-home girl.
Yeah,
I just want her traditional for the marriage.
Well, no, I do want a traditional girl too. But which I think was going to be funny is my reception because it's going to be so eclectic, so crazy. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I can't
I'm
wait.
I'm just afraid because my family never has really met like too many of my friends
right.
and has never even met anybody that I've dated
ever.
So
since
when they
high
show,
school?
Yeah. So when they. When they show up to my wedding or my wedding reception and they see all the different types of people that I'm friends with.
It'll tell
with,
a lot about you.
It's going to be crazy.
I think that's cool. I think that's a great way. Like, I love when my mom comes out and I have parties. I'm like, these are my friends. Like, you know, it says a lot about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a really funny speech at your wedding.
Oh, hell no.
I'm already planning it. I can't wait. I'll be briefing your new bride about you sexually. I'll be like, this is what menace should try. This is what we should
no.
do. Yeah.
You're going to ruin my wedding before
no,
it
I'm
even
not.
Happens.
I'm not going to ruin it. Okay, let's get into some emails.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, this is what I've got for you. Topics include achieving orgasm, increased libido, loss of sexual identity, and friends with benefits. Hi, Emily. You are my last hope. I can't watch your show because it's not available in my country, so please help me. I'm 18 and I can't have an orgasm. My boyfriend is freaking out and I feel like I disappoint him. I have your Kegel Camp app and I'm going to stick to it. I hope it works. Can you suggest anything else? I am desperate. Hazal Kaya from Istanbul.
Istanbul. The video. He can't watch the video. I'm trying
to
think.
No, it's a she.
She? Sorry.
She, because she can't. She says her boyfriend's freaking out.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I would say, well, Kegel Camp is a great way.
Once you started, there was a technical problem. I started switching to that mode, so I apologize.
I said there was a technical problem?
No. Yeah, well, she said something about the video, so I was just.
Oh, she can't watch in her car. Oh, I see. You were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I would say, Hazal, if you can't have it, first of all, Kegel, I have an app. It's in the iTunes store called Kegel Camp, and you can get it for your iPhone. And it helps women have longer, stronger orgasms. I think you should definitely try the app, so thanks for getting the app. But also, I want to know, a lot of times when people can't have orgasms with their partners, it's because they haven't explored their bodies themselves. So I'm wondering, Hazal, have you masturbated? Do you know how to have you orgasmed alone? Can you show your partner how you orgasm, you know, with your fingers or with a sex toy? You need to be able to do those things that you do when you're alone with your partner so you can show them what you need to happen. So I'm wondering, I'm sorry that your boyfriend's freaking out. And you feel like you're disappointing them because it is not the man's, you know, I hope he doesn't freak out on you. It's really tough for women. We don't appreciate when guys are like, when are you going to come? When are you going to come? You didn't come. That sucks. I feel so bad. I mean, because that's all about them. It's not even about you. It's that he felt like less of a man because you didn't orgasm. So I say, like, that is not cool for him to make you feel bad. And I just think you need to chill and relax and know that only 30% of women have orgasms during intercourse anyway, and that you'll get there, sweetheart. I promise you'll get there. And I would say with masturbation and my app, you will be fine. And just don't let him pressure you or dump him.
I just noticed that I think they put a new tower in this area, and I have the app that I was trying to see if I can play some. Here we go.
Tense and hold, then relax. Just follow along with the app. Tense. Relax.
That's me with my app. I do narrate it.
I just searched Kegel Camp in the iTunes store.
Yeah, you can download it, and it's awesome.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
There you go.
There you go, Kegel Camp, everyone. Download it. All right.
Also, we had some questions, actually video questions, from the audience, which I need to remind. Can we make a note of this? People want to see if we can switch the video soon to HTML5.
Oh.
And do you know what HTML5 is?
No.
Well, there's this whole thing with Apple products.
Okay.
And Flash and Adobe. It's a huge long story, but you can't watch video on the iPad or on the
iPhone.
Oh, you can't
watch Flash, right?
Yeah. So okay. People were asking, is there any possible way to switch it to HTML5? So if we can email our people.
Yes. We'll write that down and we will because we're actually having a call with them tomorrow.
Okay, good. And then we have to readjust the video settings here too.
Fine. Do you know, everyone, you can watch this show. Yeah. You could just more to do on my to-do list because I don't have enough going on.
Yeah.
Okay, dear Emily, love the show, been married 20 years, and between life and kids, the relationship has taken a back seat. Have spoken with wife about working on sexual side of things. She's 51, I'm 46. What type of things would you suggest to raise her interest in improving our sex life? I've made sure to look after her needs to relieve household pressure on her and suggested books and articles to help her become more open. Thanks, Tracy. He's a Friends with Benefits premium member from North Battleford, California. Do you know where that is?
I've never even heard of that.
Me neither. So, okay, here's the deal. There are some things that you could try out with her. I'm not sure if she just has low libido right now, if she's stressed. First of all, I want to say kudos to you for helping relieve household pressure and stuff like that, because that is a lot of times women resent their partners because they're not helping out around the house as much, and they feel like stressed or overworked. And so I think it's great that you're helping her in that way. I'm wondering if you've ever tried sex toys before. Sex toys are a great thing. You could go online. You could go to adamandeve.com and you can get any item at 50% off. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. That is a great thing to do. And pick out like a pocket rocket or a cock ring. That's great for you, great for her. So I think toys are a great thing that can help. Also, I would say my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, is a really, and I'm not just saying this because I wrote it, but it is a book you can get on Amazon. You can buy it at bookstores. There are 200 things you can try tonight, and they're all easy to do little tiny things like dressing up or, you know, trying different positions that are not hard to do. You could try doing different things in the bedroom, like mixing it up with different positions, or you could set a romantic night for her. And all this stuff might seem cliche to you, but women need to be romanced. Like, you've been together a long time, 20 years, and it sounds like you had the passion, you had the romance before. And to spice it up, you're going to have to do things like the quintessential, like make a romantic night, take her away for an evening. Maybe you have friends with kids and you can, I don't know if you have kids actually, but you have, you know, a friend who have a vacation home you could go away to for a week if you can't afford like to go to a hotel for a weekend or something. So I think you have to get out of your ruts. You have to get out of your routine and shake things up. So I would say sex toys are my book.
And the book honestly is amazing with all the drawings.
I know. It's easy to follow.
Just a visual for the guy's perspective because we don't like to read all this.
Yeah, you don't have to read it. You can watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, the illustrations are quite amazing in the book.
So you can just flip through the illustrations, see the ones that you really like, and then you can read up on them.
Exactly.
You
know? It is like, I feel like it's the new Joy of Sex, my book, I have to say. So you should get that.
It's really good.
I think it's really good too. Okay. So that's what we got to say about that. And then we should... What? Why are you laughing at me?
One of my buddies is in New Orleans right now, and he actually does all these like awesome sex illustrations, like in a comic form.
Okay.
And I was texting him right now. Hey, what's your website so I can tell people about your drawings, because they're really cool and funny. And he texted me. He goes, "Well, tell them first that I've shaved my whole body," and he's not joking. And then all the way down to my butthole.
Oh.
I guess it's his new sexual thing. He's really into porn and stuff like that. But he's lead singer of a big band.
Okay.
Signed to a major label.
He shaved his butthole?
Yeah. I don't know why.
TMI.
Yeah, but what would if you – what's weird that he says that, because I actually know other guys that shave their whole body.
Right.
How would you feel about that if –
That's a really good question. That's all about like manscaping and stuff like that.
Yeah, but this is like extreme manscaping where there's like something that they want to be.
Because then they're prickly all over when it starts going back in 5 minutes. I don't want a guy who's spending more time shaving than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't be that into it. But why is he? Why is he doing it?
I'll ask him why.
Yeah, like I want to know why he's shaving his entire body. But there are guys. It's funny because when I was in New York, there was this guy I was trying to fix up my friend. I'm like, isn't he cute? She's like, he shaves his chest. Like she could see through his shirt that there was like prickly chest hairs growing back, and she was kind of grossed out by it.
Yeah, it scratches. I mean,
that, but it's like all over your body. You like prickly things coming out of your butt. Like when it starts to grow back, your butt hair.
Yeah. His name is, you can find it.
Oh, great. You're going to tell his name?
Yeah. No, he's cool with it. He's totally cool. Okay. I'd love to have him on the show sometime, but he's on tour. His name's Eric Victorino. His drawings are on.
He was on the show before.
Was he?
Yeah. He started a magazine like years ago.
What?
Wasn't he on the show years ago?
No, that was another Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Eric Victorino. He's a singer for the Limousines.
Okay.
And he's on tour with the Sounds right now. Okay. But he has these crazy drawings. Look it up on Etsy, Eric Victorino. And cool. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I'll show you some. You'll die laughing.
Will I die?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so. Let's move into our show topic.
Okay.
Rough sex.
Okay.
Rough sex. So rough sex is like, you know, spanking, hair tugging,
you don't
biting.
Like rough sex.
Yeah,
you
I do.
Always say, I like it slow.
No, I like everything. I love rough sex.
I don't like it rough.
I like it rough and I like it soft sometimes.
I don't
sometimes.
Want the rabbit style. I just want,
I don't want jackhammer sex. No.
I want you to make love to me.
I'd never say that. Dude, I've never said that.
Go so slow that you'll not be erect anymore. That's what you want, right?
I did not say that.
And then you'll never.
I don't say go so slow
you never
so you
orgasm,
lose your
and then you have to go to the bathroom later and masturbate. That's the type of sex that you want, right? That's what you say?
No, I've never said that in my life.
You don't like rough sex.
I love rough sex every once in a while. How do you know? Do you like rough sex?
You never say, I like it rough, ever.
I do too.
I've met you.
I've said I like rough sex. I want to be thrown against the wall. And like, I like having my hair pulled.
For like 5 seconds and then some guy has to like slow down.
No.
Take his time.
Menace, that is so not true.
I need them to go down on me and take
their
time.
For 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes and take their time with it.
Yeah, but
never once I've said, I want it rough.
Well, because Because you know why? First of all, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. If we played back the hundreds of thousands of hours of tape we have.
Yeah, you won't. The only thing you'll say is, I want you to throw me against the wall. That's it.
Okay, well, let's talk about why we like it rough.
Okay? Go for it.
First of all, pain and pleasure are not that different in that they both relieve endorphins. So this is why a lot of people like the pain and the pleasure. Like the pain if like getting spanked or getting your hair pulled releases mm-hmm. endorphins in your body. So that's why people get sexual pleasure from that. So experiencing sexual pleasure releases endorphins, and so does a spanking. Endorphins are likely released in experiencing pain in order to soothe the mind. However, the pain during rough sex does not need to be intense. It all depends on what the two of you are up for. So rough sex doesn't have to mean violence. You get a safe word if you want. And, you know, get a safe word that says, like, you know, that's like it can be anything benign. It could be like banana or something. You can just be like, banana, stop. But if you're going to engage in some rough sex activities. Yeah.
Okay, then like, if you say that you like rough sex, then what do you like?
I like spanking.
See, you can't even come up with it.
I like spanking.
You like spanking.
A little spanking on my ass. That feels good.
A little spanking.
A little spanking.
That's
feels
it?
Good. I don't mind getting my hair pulled.
Hair pulling?
Hair pulling.
You don't
mind
to be like held
I don't mind.
Down?
That'd be hot. Tied up.
Yeah?
I would love to be tied up. No one ties me up.
Really?
No one. Love being tied up. I've been tied up before, but no one has in a really long time. No mm-hmm. one says like, let me tie you up and just ravage you. Love it.
What? I had this one girl. She really wanted me to hold on to her wrists. And I felt like I was going to break her hands off.
Right,
like
that is something.
Wanted...
Wrist hold.
Yeah,
that's
the wrist
a whole
hold.
Topic.
A whole topic?
Another way to make sex rough is to hold down their wrists so your partner can't move their arms. This way they will be momentarily denied the pleasure of touching you and feel like they are being dominated. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be dominated
yeah.
by you. This move is best done when you hold them against the wall.
And I dominated the hell out of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you think it was hot?
I thought it was hot, but I was afraid that I was doing it too hard.
Did she say, hold my wrists?
Yeah. And then she would say, like, harder. I'm like, dude, can you even feel your wrists anymore?
Because it turns her on. I mean, she's comfortable. You could hold her wrists above her head with one arm and use the other hand to place your fingers inside of her while you kiss her intensely. You could take both her hands and hold her above her head mm-hmm. and then finger her. That'd be hot.
And then finger her.
Finger her.
You put her in a pretzel formation?
Sure, whatever. Biting can also be fun. Biting is another form uh-huh. of rough sex. I think biting's hot. Nibbling your partner's lips while kissing is a good way to start.
No.
And then eventually start nibbling on different parts of the body.
And then full on biting.
Yeah, shoulder, hips, outer thighs, butt. You can nibble on all different parts of the body.
You can't take a chunk out of them, though.
Don't take a chunk. Don't, like, use your... Don't
break
skin.
No,
but it's like, don't break skin. Biting with more intensity, you don't want to break the skin. But, like, I think, like, little nibbles, and I like all these things.
Why don't you ever say that?
I don't ask for them.
You don't ask
because
for them.
Because I don't know. I have really good sex. I just don't. I guess I haven't ever asked for it because I never think about it. I don't prioritize it. I'm going to – next guy I'm with, I'm going to be like, I want you to bite me and spank me at the same time. And pull my hair.
And talk dirty to me.
And oh, I love talk dirty. Talking dirty. So hot.
What kind of words can they call you?
Anything. Bitch, whore, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
Sweet.
Care.
That's classy of you.
Thanks. Totally fine with that. Okay. So spanking. People don't understand spanking. Like they think, first of all, you have to spank. You have to be careful by that you don't spank any of the bones like in your back or like mm-hmm. where you're bony. Like you
yeah.
have to spank on the fleshy part of the butt. Mm-hmm. And start out by touching and massaging your butt, your partner's butt in a playful manner. And then you like mm-hmm. lightly slap it. So if here this is the butt, it's like from the bottom up like that. Instead of mm-hmm. like that hitting down, so you're hitting the back. It's from the fleshy part up. That's how you spank someone.
And then you gradually
go faster. It's harder. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like butts? Have you ever slapped someone's butt?
You just said butt sex.
Do you like
no.
butt slapping?
Do I like butt
I
slapping?
I know you don't like butt sex. I'm assuming you don't like butt sex.
I need to catch myself. I need to put a piece of paper. I hate saying too much on the show.
Do you?
I do like butt slapping. It's you
know.
You
like slapping someone's butt or you like your butt slapped?
Yeah, I don't
want
to be slapped.
No, you don't want your butt slapped.
I don't need
it.
To be dominated. I don't need to be tied up or in chains or anything like that. But if my partner wants that done, then totally I'll do that for them.
You will? Would you be turned on or would you get it limp?
I would be turned on, yeah.
Wouldn't that turn you on?
Yeah, totally.
Because you're always saying that all this foreplay stuff is going to make your penis limp.
Because it takes too long?
Yeah. Which I think is lame because you should be turned on by slapping her butt, holding her wrists.
Well,
and...
also, too, if you know, you take too long with all the teasing, then I'm not going to last that long because I'm so excited. once I actually start having sex, then I'm not going to last that long.
Right.
And I don't want to be known as the 1 minute man.
Right. You know? By this time, you would already be known. I'd know if that was your moniker.
No.
Menace the 1 minute man.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be known as that guy. Yeah. So that's why, you know, just get into it. But no, you got to take your time. Soft.
No rough sex.
So now
I like rough sex. Okay, so hair tugging, that's another thing.
Yeah.
If you're doing it doggy style, lightly pull on her hair so her chin tilts back a little bit. Yeah. That's hot. She'll get a glance of you doing her from behind and get super turned on.
I once took out this girl's entire weave.
Oh, you didn't know she had a weave? You're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like from a movie or something, right?
No.
Okay.
I pulled her whole wig off.
When she is on top, place your hands at the back of her head. Pull her head back by the roots of her hair so she's forced to lean back.
Yeah.
Like when she's on top, pull her hair.
I pulled her hair so hard that her mustache hair came off.
Shut up. Have you ever pulled a girl's hair before?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course? Nothing's of course with you.
Of course I've pulled a girl's hair. No, I'm not going to touch your hair. What is that?
But you pull
guys do that, yeah.
Not enough. Guys don't do that enough.
They don't?
No. I'm glad we're having this chat because you thought I want everything soft, slow, and sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. I want some rough sex.
I want it now. You want to get your hair pulled?
I got to go. I want my hair pulled. I want my ass slapped. I want spanking.
This is news
I want biting.
To me. This is news to me.
I want my wrist held down. I like it all.
I don't believe it.
I do in increments. Not every day do I want my wrists held, but sometimes I'd like a guy just to be like, hold my wrists. Hot. Okay. So next, there's really, really rough sex. So that was just like the rough sex stuff.
Extreme rough sex.
Yeah, that would be handcuffs.
Okay.
So.
Which is not going to – handcuffs would not be put on me.
Right, because she's going to steal your wallet.
There's going to be a fire, earthquake. She's going to rob me. Hell no. Am I going to be put – and the handcuffs, they hurt, man.
You know what I like?
What?
I've talked about this before, but bondage tape is great for handcuffs.
I love bondage tape.
Bondage tape, you can get it at Adam and Eve. It's friggin' awesome. It's reusable. It sticks to each other, and it's easier than handcuffs, but you can easily bind someone. It's really cool.
Okay, how does it, what ways do you want to get tied up?
Do I want to get tied up?
Yeah.
I would like to get tied up, like, my hands back or behind my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then even my feet could be tied up, spread apart.
Okay.
I don't know. Like that.
To a bed or just to yourself?
To a bed if you have a bed that – no one has beds like that anymore.
No, they don't.
Right?
They all have IKEA wooden beds.
Exactly. That's what I had, but yeah. I just got a new bed. But tying down her arms and legs once you give consent. So you have to get consent. But yeah, I would like to be tied up for sure.
What about if I tie you up to a DeLorean? Do you think that was hot?
Where's this? Why a DeLorean?
I don't know.
Was it in motion and then they drag me?
Yeah.
No.
You think that's hot?
I would not think that was hot.
If I picked you up in my DeLorean and I tied you up inside of it?
Only if I was dressed like the Hamburglar.
Yes. See, now you're talking about stuff that's fun.
That is fun.
I found a place
like
where you can get a DeLorean in the Bay Area, too.
Really? I don't want to be tied up to a car. I want to be tied up to a bed or to a door.
To a door?
I don't know. You could tie me up to the door handle or something. I just made it up. I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to be – I do. I feel like one guy tied me up once and it was fun.
Can I just leave you there all day?
Do you know that a lot of people who are into BDSM, bondage and stuff, they do that. They leave each other all day long.
Just
if people are into being the dominant, being dominated, or the dominant will tie their submissive partner up all day and not know when they're coming back. But that's people who are really into extreme BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism.
I would so just take a nap until they got back.
Or you just leave them in the room and go watch TV and then go back and
Yeah,
that's not so bad. So handcuffs, choking.
And then he would try to make the sound. I'd be like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Because they're really into that kind of talk.
You're like, you asked for it, bitch.
Shut up, whore. I'm watching Family Guy.
That would be so hot. Oh, my God. Okay. Choking. Have you ever had anyone want to be choked?
Yes.
Really?
I think that's in right now.
Why do you think it's in? With all the recent girls you banged, they want to be choked? Why do you think it's in?
A lot of girls just want to be choked for some reason.
Like choked hard? Like
yeah, hard.
If you really – okay, but if you only hold her neck rather than actually choke her, it could provide the sensation of submission and control.
Mm-hmm.
Please be careful and proceed with caution when it comes to asphyxiation.
Yeah, I almost murdered a chick one time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
but how? Why do you think it's trendy that women want more?
But luckily, I buried her in the Nevada desert, so it's fine.
It's fine, no biggie. But why? She asked for it. Why do you think it's trendy? Like the last three girls you slept with wanted to be choked, or why do you think that's a trend?
I don't know. A lot of girls just like it. I mean, if you just try it and then you like gently put their hand on there, then they like squeeze it.
Oh,
it's crazy.
It's hot.
Girls are weird, man.
No, they're not. Girls are great. Weird. Because it could, it's like this, it's the same thing that women, a lot of women and a lot of men want to be dominated.
So do you want to be choked?
Maybe hand on my neck would be hot, but I don't want to be
both
choked.
Both hands, full on.
You scare me when you do that because I feel like you want to choke me. No, I don't
and
think.
And then they shake you.
They shake me to into oblivion. I don't know about choking. I don't think I've ever really been choked. I've been like had the hand on my neck, like it's simulating choking, which a lot of people want. A lot of people aren't into the full on choking, but they want like the simulated choking. But I'd be down.
Cool.
I'd be down for anything. I'd be down for trying anything.
Down for trying anything, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let me get a list together of things that you should try.
Okay. I've said everything I want to try and that I've done.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of things, but not everything and not as frequently
as I
would
like.
It'll
be the sequel to your book. I'll help you with it.
Okay. Thanks, honey. Okay, the last thing we've got of really rough sex is playing hard to get. This is a huge fantasy for women, sexually. So this is a huge fantasy for women. Basically, she pretends like she doesn't want to have sex and you force yourself on her. It's like the rape fantasy.
Any day-to-day thing.
It's like the rape fantasy. It's like acting. This is acting, and she has already consented to this act beforehand. She tries really hard to push you off and keeps you from penetrating her, and you try your hardest to get inside. This is where a safe word becomes especially important.
How is this any different from everyday life?
Why? You have women pushing you off them every day?
No, I'm just saying that's...
Because it's kind of like the rape fantasy. Like you want your guy to like force him. And you're like, no, no, no. And you're like, yes, yes, yes.
They say, no, I'm gone, man.
I know, but some women might be playing hard to get.
So you're saying yes means no.
Not always.
No means yes.
Not always, just sometimes in sex.
Wow, the stuff that you promote on the show is ridiculous.
I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying this is what some peoples want. Some of the peoples out there. Really rough sex. So I hope everyone learned a little something about a little rough sex today.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, and you seem to be up down with it too, which I didn't know that about you either.
Totally.
I assume that you're down with nothing.
I'm down to do whatever they want. I don't need,
out of all these things though, biting, wrist holding, handcuffs, choking, spanking, hair tugging. Which one's the hottest to you?
Done every of them, all of them except for the handcuff stuff.
Okay. Wrist holding, biting, hair tugging, spanking. You like it all the same?
Yeah. All on an equal level. You can leave spanking out there. That's kind of whatever. If that's what she wants, fine.
That's what she wants.
It doesn't, you know.
A lot of women want this stuff. So I would say the key to really rough sex or whatever is that with all of these things, she might really want it. Like I'm saying, I would like more of it. And I, you know, I could probably initiate it, whatever. But it'd be good for – and I have initiated stuff before, of course, in my life. But with all these things, you start slowly. So if she wants to be bitten, you know, you start lightly nibbling on her nip, her lip.
Her
and if
nip.
She's – her nip, her nipple, or her nip or her lip. And if you get a positive response, like with any of these things, if you like lightly tug her hair and she moans, then you know, okay, I can go a little harder. So you always start slowly with every movement. And then you know, go a little harder and harder, harder.
Harder, harder.
Harder, harder, harder more, faster, faster,
no.
faster, until they say no. Until their safe word, bananas. Okay, so that's all we've got time for today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just flies by.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, honey. Well, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.